Today I'd like to start a little bit differently. If you are on your way to work or doing something else, simply, maybe you wanna pause for a second if you can. Otherwise, pause the podcast, come back to it later. We're gonna start with a little visualization, not super long, maybe a couple minutes for the visualization, and then I'll talk some more. So if you can, close your eyes, sit or lie down comfortably, and start to focus on your breathing. Relax the legs, the arms, the whole body, jaw, face muscles, forehead. And you're gonna imagine, you're gonna visualize your future self. How does she or he look like? How does your future self wants to feel like? Can be at peace or really happy, confident. Can be any kind of adjective you think of. How does your future self feels like? Can you see your future self? What kind of clothes are you wearing as your future self? You can really imagine as many details as you want. Where are you? What are you doing? Who is with you? What do you see? And you can come back to your breathing and come back to yourself here and now, your present self. You can open your eyes if you feel like, or you can keep them closed. I'm gonna tell you why we did this exercise. This was really a short exercise, just as an example of what I'm gonna say. This is what I do in my hypnotherapy sessions, of course, much longer, much more in detail. Well, usually in the hypnotherapy sessions, we focus on the past, on the childhood or past lives, but I also love doing visualizations of that type or longer, more in detail. This was just a little snippet. So what I actually want to talk about today is fashion. And this is why I did a little visualization to start with, so you could see for yourself in this exercise, that I'm sure you, when I ask you how are you dressed, you imagined exactly how you are dressed according to how you want to feel. Usually the things we want, how we want to look like, is linked to how we want to feel. So maybe if you imagined I'm doing a specific kind of job, I have a specific kind of profession where maybe I'm really important and I have to dress a certain way for this profession, and it makes me feel maybe powerful and elegant, and you saw. And if you didn't see anything, you know, don't worry. Like, you call me. We get in touch. We will do this more if that's something you'd be interested in, because it's very fun also, and it's very creative, I find, and sometimes I'm even surprised with the things that come up. So if something came up in your mind's eye, and you saw yourself a certain way, dressed a certain way, feeling a certain way, living a certain way, good job. And I want to go into the way we dress more in detail. This topic, it's unusual, but as you just saw in the visualization, it matters. And for a long time, I would never have talked about this, because I found it a superficial topic, but it does matter. And in my visualization, I've been doing this for a few years now, and I've always seen myself dressed a certain way, and now I'm starting to dress that certain way, and I notice the difference in the way I move, the way I talk, the way my posture is. So it's not something I think about every day. It's just when I get new clothes, I'm very aware of, is it going in the direction I want to feel like or not? And I will know exactly, okay, those pants, no, too much of like this or like that. Fabric is not right for that specific feeling. The color, maybe the shape. I know exactly what it is I want to, I don't have a better word than achieve, what style I want to achieve, and not for just the style, but for the feeling, right? And I do feel good in those clothes, because it has an impact. In self-development, we always talk about the fact that we need to change in the inside so that something can happen on the outside. But, and it's so true, but also the outside has an impact on the inside as well. So I guess what I'm saying is experiment with that. And if you don't have the budget necessarily, or if it's not your priority, which I totally understand, there are options. You can swap clothes with your friends or go to secondhand shop. There are so many right now all over, maybe not the world, but Europe at least. You can go to shops that have clothes that are sustainably and fairly made. And I could give you a list of that if you live in Basel, a list of brands. You can buy one small item and see how that changes. There are so many options. You can play with it. You can get inspired on Pinterest or Instagram and see what you like when you see a photo of someone with a certain style. You can see how you feel about it. If you're like, oh yeah, I would love to dress like that, or wow, that looks so good. And of course, it needs to, the way you want to dress, it also needs to make you feel more like you. And it's not about copying anyone else's style. It's more a way of becoming even more you. So I have nothing, I don't have clothes to sell. I'm not doing a podcast because of that. But I just find it an interesting topic. And like I said, I would not have talked about it a few years ago, because I didn't want to be seen as superficial. I saw myself as superficial because I liked it. I like clothes. I like beautiful things. And it was hard for me to accept because I saw it as superficial, and because I knew about the working conditions of people working in fast fashion. And I didn't want to support that. And I also don't support that with my money. And I think it's super important, if this is also something you care about, that like you have a choice. You can just buy less if you don't have much money. You can, like I already said, swap with your friends go to second-hand shops. There are many solutions. And for me, the solution is buying less and buying sustainably made. And there's a second point I would like to talk about. It's the same topic. Whenever I'm decluttering my cupboard, I realize that it does make sense to get rid of old clothes because they are like your old self. And if you don't want to change, no problem. You can just keep the same style. Maybe you're happy with your style. It's great if you are. But if you would like to change, upgrade, then maybe you can have a look at what you keep. And I have things that are 10 years old, 20 years old. And I still wear them because I love them. So it's not about getting rid of everything. But again, depends how it makes you feel. I have a little vintage jacket. And I love it. It still fits. I was 16 when I got it. And I still wear it. Maybe you have amazing souvenirs with those clothes. Then why not keep them? So it's just an invitation today. Check out your cupboard. See what needs some upgrading or change. And have fun with it. Maybe you can have a look at the kind of clothes you own for a while and how it makes you feel. And if you don't want to feel like that or want to feel like that less, then donate those clothes or swap them. And even though I want to feel a certain way with this new style I'm working on, which is also normal, I think we evolve and we change, we get older also, so it's normal that our style changes. It doesn't mean that I'm wearing these new clothes all the time. I still wear my old clothes, but I've done this little experiment, and if I don't feel that great, maybe I'm gonna wear sneakers and a beanie. Nothing wrong with sneakers and a beanie, but for me, that's kind of my comfortable style and a style I've been wearing for a long time. I even found a picture of I was decluttering at my mom's and I found old photos and I was not even 1 year old and I was already wearing a beanie and I had to laugh because I still do. So it's kind of, if I feel like, meh, whatever, I'm gonna wear this, I'm not gonna take care too much of my style, and I just want to feel comfortable, just want to quickly go out to the supermarkets, I'm just gonna dress like that. But if I want to feel confident, elegant, I don't know if elegant is a feeling, but if I want to feel confident, I will dress differently. So I hope it made sense. It's still a new topic for me, so I don't know if I articulated that properly. Often my podcasts, I know, can feel quite messy and going all over the place. I try to have a red thread, but my brain kind of goes all over the place a lot of the times. So I hope it still makes sense and you can get something out of it. Try out the visualization, the new style, and let me know if you did and how it felt and if it changed anything in your life. And if you want to do a visualization of your future self for a little bit longer than this one, a lot longer, just let me know. And if you'd like to work on other things, also let me know. My email is contact@ofelicabanero.com. I can write it down in the show notes. And my Instagram profile is The Journey of Ellie. I will also link it. Thank you very much for listening.